Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather, your godfather, your god. Father of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm God and bitch you not. I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Oh, he's God and bitch you not. Yes. That's right. That's a throwback right there to the only God that's we respect.
Right. Yes.
Next. When I was with my ex or whatever, when I was with Priscilla, I used to, because, you know, her family was religious and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Whatever. She didn't really go to church much, but she went every now and then. And she'd be like, "Are you going to come with me?" And I would turn on Mr. Reverend X himself and be like, "I'm in church."
Yeah.
Right in bed, yeah. Whatever, writing my phone, whatever stuff.
The gospel.
And she was like, "You're going to go to hell listening to him." I was like, "Shit, way above you."
Yeah.
Already halfway there.
Yeah.
So just don't worry about it.
I already paid my dues.
Yeah, exactly. The motherfucker was reading from a phone book. Might as well be the same thing. And pissed off our religious audience or whatever.
Yet again. And that plenty of times. Uh-oh. I mean, what you gonna do now?
Last time I checked, there was numbers in the Bible. There's numbers in the phone book. Yeah, so, what is it? Matthew 52, 62?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a Matthew in the phone book. Yeah, of course it's a Matthew in the phone book. It's a fucking phone book.
Yeah, so that's...
Matthew is a John. There's a 316.
Exactly. Maybe that was their phone numbers back then or whatever, you know? I don't know what they had.
Hey, motherfucker. Yeah, don't trust anybody.
They probably, like, put it on a cinder block and left it in front of their house. And that was, like, a paging way. Like, hey, 316, call me at this time. Whatever.
One of those tablets that Moses carried.
Yeah, with the Ten Commandments that only he could read and shit like that. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the code, like Morse code back in the day.
Yeah.
Is that what that was?
That was some Mormon shit, too. Like, didn't he have, like, some tablets and a hat or some shit like that?
that hat? How the fuck you do that?
That only he could read and shit like that. And whenever someone
asks... Yeah, he really is some magic. He's a fucking wizard. He parted the Red Sea. And he put tablets in a fucking hat.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, all right.
He was the man, dude. Shit. Whatever shit. You know,
that's... I learned from him.
Yeah, you know, that's why religion is bullshit. man. Fucking hate religion.
I guess we just care less.
fucking give a fuck about that. Yeah. It's like probably... honestly, it's probably one of the biggest problems in America, to be honest.
The world,
per se, yeah. At least the world is more open up to it. You got to hear that bullshit with they, like, leaders and shit like that, where nowadays, like, well, not even nowadays, always, whatever, when it comes to, like, presidency. Because remember, Obama wasn't preaching that shit, whatever, but then, you know, you got to get those religious votes.
Mm-hmm.
And that religious vote is very high in here, whatever, and then that's when he started throwing that in God we trust and shit like that, whatever. I mean, fucking look at Donald Trump. That motherfucker's far from religious.
Mm-hmm.
He throws that in any chance he can, because he knows it wins those people over, because... God is there for you. He's
always
your savior. I got a funny God story, too. Fucking hilarious. You're going to laugh at this shit. So there was this chick I was talking to, per se, about maybe a year ago or whatever. And for me to find out, I think I told you just whatever, she got a husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I had a contact not too long ago or whatever. You're going to laugh at this shit right here. And she asked me about faith. I said, I can give a fuck about faith. I said, the only faith I have right now is in these chicken wings I'm eating.
In this bottle.
Mm-hmm. I said, and we really going to have some faith when I get home and get to a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be faith that I can wake up in the morning. Because that's the only faith I'm going to need or whatever. Because it's going to be delicious.
Yes, sir.
And she was like, oh, you funny or whatever. So I was like, no. I'm not being funny.
I'm being serious.
I said, I'm atheist.
Yeah.
Hard atheist at this point. Yeah. Used to be agnostic. Maybe I was a little open to it and be like, this is there.
Yeah, maybe.
Nah.
The older you grow up, the more shit you see, the more shit you learn, you're like, nah.
Yeah, fuck that or whatever. Nope. So, mind you, she married. So I'm just thinking she just hit me up as friends or whatever shit. Nothing, because there ain't nothing going this far or whatever shit. JB don't want to be a home wrecker.
No.
No, not me.
That.
No, not 2020, JB.
Oh, no.
No. New year, new me. Yeah.
New philosophy right there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I came up with that. Yeah, nobody else did. Whatever.
It's all you.
Yeah, I'm starting to work out more to this year, too.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm working about the same amount as I was last year, but I just thought I would say that because, well... It's the thing to say.
Right.
Speaking of working out, your video fucking killed me.
Oh, you saw
it? That was awesome, though.
I see that shit all the time. I've never seen anything that bad, though.
That was fucking awesome.
I was fucking with the fives.
The 5 pounder. I was like, shit, I'm gonna be lifting that, going like, yeah, just like, cranking 55.
You know, like Doc Rivers. I was like,
shit, I'd have picked those up and been like, standing next to the big dudes, just hitting them. Just like, yeah, what you got? You know, a little 45, bitch. Just look at this 55, bro. Yeah, just hitting it.
Yeah, shit, the gym amazes me. There's so much dumb shit I see at the gym.
It's not always like dumb shit. Whatever. Just
dumb people.
I mean, it's starting to fit that stereotype of those muscle headed dumb fucks now.
Really is.
I mean, it really just. Really. And it goes for the women, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
It goes for all
of them. Yeah, nobody's saying no gender safe. Yeah,
they just stupid as fuck with that shit. And then they try to preach their philosophy to you about working out to you. It's like, fuck you.
Yeah. You know what I really hate now is the new thing now is motherfuckers getting taped in the gym. Like, they got the boys with them, but they got the video. I saw one go as far as to have like a boom mic
attached. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
I shit you not. They put production value into this shit. I was like, oh my God.
Can you just fucking work out and mind your own fucking...
You know he's not some fitness guru. He's had a fucking 24-hour fitness, so I know he don't have money like that.
Okay.
I know goddamn well he ain't no fucking, you know, lifestyle, I guess, icon or whatever.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
I'm like, what are we doing here?
Might be time to get you like a garage
or something.
Gym.
Yeah,
get your own gym equipment and shit now at this point. Because
this shit's get out of hand.
That's kind of sad.
That's probably like the limit. That's probably like,
Do they post also like quotes like, stay fit, stay healthy.
I don't know motherfucker's Instagram. I'm sure he does shit like that too. Wearing a vein mask and all that shit.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, I see that a lot too.
I see that too, actually. Remember
I told you about the motherfucker I hate counting out loud the reps. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah, I'm taking candy from a baby. I'm taking candy from a baby.
I'm about to shoot.
Ooh. Okay. All right, shut your old ass up.
I can't take
this. Nobody gives a fuck, man.
About your fucking workout regimen. Jesus Christ.
You are not impressive. Shut your old ass up. Sit down. Do your reps inside your fucking head. Nobody wants to hear that shit. Stop it.
That's another thing, too, with the fitness people, whatever. I'm only interested in people that are, like, treating their bodies well and fit right and meal reps and stuff.
And them loud-ass motherfuckers who think everybody wants to hear that conversation.
Nobody wants to hear
that. I don't give a fuck. What is it about?
What is it about motherfuckers? Because this goes far beyond the gym, too.
Oh, just normal life.
They get on the phone or whatever.
I think I know what about to say.
Every time they get on the fucking phone, even when I was at the balcony in Long Beach, I'd go outside on the balcony or stuff, and I'd go out there, and I hear motherfuckers just going about just talking on their phone. Like, what is up with people just going outside on their phone?
I hate them. They put that shit on speaker.
Nobody wants to hear your fucking conversation.
Why are you going to put it on speaker? You can hear less, actually.
It's like that fucking chirp phone now.
I can't
stand that shit, whatever stuff. Jesus Christ. I mean, I used to get made fun of. You know, even without a chirp, I was like, I don't want that shit.
That was the latest fucking
trend. Who the fuck are you calling? We are in high school, motherfucker. Everybody we know is in this motherfucker. I don't need to call anybody.
What poor deals are you making right now?
16. Yeah. Hey, nobody's talking to your black ass, okay?
Fuck up.
Anyway, though, back on
my... Yeah. Sorry.
That's my fault, too. I fucking can't stand that shit, whatever. So, back on the God thing, she hits me up. She goes, like, would you ever reconsider? I said, reconsider what? Pouring another glass? Or, because I've already done that. We passed the second glass. We're on third now. She said, no. Your faith. I said, if you're trying to convert me now, you need to just stop right there, whatever. And she said, like, what if it's for me? I said... No disrespect, but I can give a fuck about you. It's like, I gotta show you these techniques. You're gonna be like, damn, you evil. JP.
I mean, what else can you say at that point? She's fucking married. How do I play the game?
What do you mean for me? Like, I don't give a fuck about you. You little stupid ass shit. I don't give a fuck about you. So then she's just like, I just wrote back. I said, I guess, so that's a deal breaker for you, huh?
Yeah, it is.
And then I wrote back, I said, so you being married is okay, but me not being religious.
That's proud.
That's the...
For you, particularly, is proud.
That's that religious double standard right there. I got to tell you, I was like...
That sounds very godly, doesn't it?
So it's okay Fucking around, maybe, or whatever. In the name of God. In the name of God, or whatever. You know, as long as he don't know about it, you know. Don't tell him whatever stuff.
That's part of the Bible?
Shit. That pair is just ripped out. Damn. Or it's stuck together.
That's one of the lost chapters.
Yeah, the two pages are stuck together, mm-hmm. whatever, like the Kennedy brothers when they was fucking Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. You can't read those pages because you really wonder why, like, why is this page so thick? Oh, yeah. Flip through, whatever. Oh, there's, oh, wait a minute, they're stuck together.
What is that?
Cum stains. So yeah, that just blew my fucking mind. I was just like, that is that religious way, man. I tell you, they fuck up one way or whatever, but the other way is like, oh, because you don't believe in it, it's a detriment.
Man, they're always like the sketchiest motherfuckers, man.
Are they not though?
They are.
But Cody, this is craft beer.
That's right.
This is your week. Yeah. This is the your first week of 2020.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it goes better than last week. Hopefully.
What happened last week?
Good position it takes. Oh, okay. That's smart.
I don't remember last week or whatever.
I like that. There was no last week. This is the first week.
I do love your photo post or whatever of last week, or whatever, just for memory sake.
Yes, catalog. Yes. Remember, that's the end of the year.
You motherfucker.
Podcast like, purposes.
Best of the year, whatever, and shit. Like, here's my catalog, whatever, you know. Ain't proud of this one, but here it is.
It's
whatever.
On there.
Damn. I went to Popeye's, by the way. Got me some more of them chicken sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
They're easy to get now, so yes, perfectly whatever. I had the spicy one and the regular one. Really fucking good sandwiches, by the way. Best meal of 2019. Throw it out there.
Yeah, probably.
As far as new releases probably. Go. There was this lady in front of me. Old lady. I want the chicken sandwich, but I want the bread in its own bag, the chicken in its own bag, the lettuce and pickle in its own bag. Separate it all. And please.
Did she want condiments like mayo or the sauce and all that shit?
Yeah, she wanted that in the container itself, whatever. Okay. And she wants it cut in four pieces. The bread as well and everything too. And I said, this is why people be getting their food spit in.
Yeah.
Why you just can't do that shit yourself?
It's a goddamn Popeyes. You should know better.
You just can't do that yourself? Mm-hmm. Take your fucking sandwich home and cut it your damn self, whatever shit. Course. Okay? The dude was looking at her and just like, and I'm whispering under my breath because this is why I just can't be away in like group crowded places, whatever. Because my mouth is a part of that thing that calls triggered.
Mm-hmm.
It triggers people when I talk to them. How could you say that to her? Well, she's being a fucking cunt. I mean, so what do you want? I mean, shit. She's fucking bothering this dude who don't want to fucking be here, and he's trying to do his fucking job, whatever, and shit, and get the fuck up out of here. And she's bothering this motherfucker to cut a sandwich up.
Cut my Popeye sandwich into fours.
And separate it in bags.
What the fuck?
And not Cody, not just both pieces of bread. She wanted each single bread piece in its own bag. Okay, I ain't got time for this shit now, bitch. Get the fuck out the way.
Wow.
You asking a little too much, bro. You had a fucking Popeye's. Get your fucking sandwich and put it in your own fucking bags, okay? Please. I'm whispering under my breath, if you old rickety bitch don't get out of the fucking line right now, whatever. I know she heard me, too, because this shit started getting louder because the dude behind me was laughing and shaking his. I started having a whole monologue myself. This old rickety, crickety-ass looking bitch right here. This old bitch right here. This white, no, this white supremacist looking bitch right here with him and shit. She looked like that thing from The Visit.
Damn.
That M. Night Shyamalan movie, that grandmother that was in
it. Yeah.
I was expecting her to start throwing her shit diapers at the dude or whatever, stuff like that. Damn, get the fuck out the way. Sorry to be so hostile. You know how us old people are. And then my ass is looking there or whatever, because he's looking right at me or whatever. And I was just like, you just get out of my way. But I'm called the rude one. Oh, okay. I'm the rude one. Bitch, fuck
that's
you.
Hilarious.
The fuck out of my way ordering this shit. Yeah, look, brother, I'm not simple. And she wanted five of these, by the way.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm the rude one. Whatever. What we drinking here today?
So what we have here today is from Upright Brewing from Portland, Oregon. I wanted to do a stone show, but they don't have single bottles.
No.
Anywhere. Well, maybe they do. I just around why.
Yeah, you gotta go to.
I was gonna buy like a bunch of four packs of shit, or sorry, six packs. I want to do different
beers. They don't even have four packs? Yeah.
Sorry, this goddamn cough is fucking killing me.
Well, you got that. Yeah. You got sick or that cough
is
like
shit has not disappeared.
Well, that cough is like usually like the last. Like,
oh my god, thing. It's fucking annoying. Bear with me, people.
How's your sleeping going?
It's fine. Just this fucking coughing going anywhere.
I was gonna say, are you coughing in your sleep or whatever? Waking you up and shit?
Nah, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
So I'm awake.
All that fucking mucus buildup and shit or whatever.
Yeah.
Shit. I'll give you a sip of some whiskey, see if we can burn that shit out or whatever.
So, like I said, I was going to do the Stone Show, but I can't find single bottles. And I was going to buy like a bunch of six packs of like different beers and shit.
Fuck all that.
I don't drink during the week. I don't have to drink those during the week. I don't drink for the week. So that wasn't happening. So
I mean, you can go to like a Ralph's and get them single, but that's just a generic.
I tried Ralph's and didn't see it.
They didn't really, for real? Oh, shit.
Not like the, they had like the bombers and some shit. Yeah. They didn't have.
You should
have
got a Coronita.
No. No.
No. What are you talking about? I gave it such a glowing review.
So these are two sours, actually.
Ooh.
You know, it's
that
funny.
One looks like prairie.
I just recall this brewery. This is supposed to be one of the breweries I was supposed to visit when I was out in Portland, but I didn't get a chance to because there's so much shit in Portland.
You was just out there in November.
No, I was during the summer.
Is this summer?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That was summer.
Damn, time does fly.
Yeah. So what we got here, we have Fantasia. This is a sour brew with, it really just says peaches. That's all it says right here.
Sour peaches?
More going on in here, but I'm not sure. Oh, it's a barrel-aged beer with peaches. There you go. And we also have Ives Blend Number 5. This is fermented wheat beer with fresh cherries.
How much you spend on these bottles?
You get the price right there.
Did I see $13.50 for the first one you just thought about? $12, whatever.
So we're going to find out if it's worth it.
I'm feeling that $12 one.
Okay.
I'm feeling the vibe of that one or whatever. I'm thinking of...
anyone else first, sir?
Do you know what? This is your week or whatever and stuff like that. This feels like I always get to pick on your week or whatever, but can I pick again, sir?
Yeah. That's why I thought it was all we do. We pick the opposite.
Okay, Well, sir, I want to save this one for last. I'm thinking this one's intriguing.
So Fantasia?
Yeah, let's go Fantasia. She's a great singer.
Fantasia.
She can't read for shit, but that's fine.
She's a good singer. I agree with that.
Yeah. She can't read, though.
Can't read, can't act.
I don't know what it is with famous people not knowing how to read and shit or talk or something like that. Because I got to tell you,
Floyd Mayweather's
non-reading Harry Potter ass or whatever, you know. Because I got to tell you, dude.
Well, apparently, not being able to read makes you rich.
Shit, I need to start reading. Shit, I need to start reading. I'm reading these Attack on Titan chapters and shit like that. I need to start reading that shit. That's stupid.
Because all the people can't read, they're rich. Can you notice that? That's the two we talked about.
Or like college dropouts.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have dropped out.
Yeah.
Shit.
I dropped out, man. That's something.
You rich?
Nope. I'm not rich.
You must have got an idea or something like that. You know, the problem is, whatever, all these motherfuckers dropped out, they all had this like stupid ass idea that went somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't understand that shit.
They got lucky. That's all it is.
It's fucking luck or whatever. They had the complexion.
Literally all it is.
They had the complexion for protection.
We need the talent. They need tenacity. You need to never quit.
You gotta have the passion.
Shut the fuck up. It's luck.
You gotta have the passion too to do whatever. I got passion to drink. You know what I'm saying? My passion's all over the place, whatever. I like that color, man. It's got that bronze amber to it.
And some good carbonation there too. You seen them bubbles?
It's fitzy, dude. Look at that. Look at that bubble.
Very spritzy.
Look at those bubbles right there or whatever. Look at that right
there. There's no sediment under here too. I'm shocked.
You smell that funk right there?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting, right?
Ooh.
Good class of funk right there. The peaches?
Oh, Cody, I think that just woke me up right there.
I know, that woke me up.
Ooh.
Mm. Okay, upright. Smelling promising so far.
Oh, man, I just want to get them fumes on. Hold on. I didn't put no cologne on yet. Hold on.
There you go. There you go. Dab a little bit.
Yeah, a little dab a little bit. I don't need to put none on now. Whatever, you know? Hold on. You know what we should do? If you do like a beer whiskey taste of a sample, you know when you go to the makeup aisle and the mall or whatever, and they let me just put a little dab.
Yeah, dab a little beer.
Dab a little beer.
Get a little sour on
you. What are you getting out of that? Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's peaches.
It's peaches.
Vanilla oak.
Ooh.
Citrus.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
Lemon zest.
You know what? I'd like to buy that product or whatever. Oh, I need to edit that out. Maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm not going to steal our ideas now.
Right there.
For the craft beer enthusiast, whatever. It's like all fancy looking.
Yeah.
And just be like, oh, wow. Your product here, whatever. It's, oh. Mm. Oh. Oh. Because instead of like a little sample that people will give, whatever. Get, get a little brush. Hey, let me wipe your wrist real quick. You got a little something on there. Now dab this on there, whatever. Now, tell me what you think. Tell me. Oh my god.
Oh my.
My. Can you make a cologne with beer?
I don't know.
It's got all the fruit ingredients already, whatever. So
we'll find out one.
And most of like in colognes and stuff like that are fruity ingredients,
right,
or whatever, with zest to it or whatever. So could you bottle that up and spray that
you drop the percentage like probably to like a 5%. Interesting. Because you got to drop the alcohol percent so it doesn't smell overbearing, whatever and stuff. But since it already has the fruit characteristics, put a little sprayer in there, or whatever, and spray that shit on somebody. I'm gonna edit that part.
Too many ideas, JB. Too many ideas.
Too many fucking ideas right now.
What are you smelling though?
That funk, dude.
Yeah, that's over a nice beer. That's a nice funk, though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, when you say funk, by the way, when you drink beer, barnyard
hay thing going on.
It's definitely like that.
Definitely smell the wheat and wheatiness.
I was gonna say it's like wheat and like that barnyard and whatever and shit like that.
Definitely get the peaches.
Uber to exit Columbia in January. That's fine. Yeah. Shit, I'm living that bitch. Shit, I didn't know it was down there.
You got like a slight oak tannin thing going on too. Very slight though.
Oh yeah.
It smells really good though.
It's tangy too. Yeah. Oh, zesty, tangy, funky, weedy.
It's not really a lemon. It's more like a lime zest.
No, yeah. It's not lemon. Definitely not lemon. Lemon is more, I would say more like, you know, lemon would be like more adding to the sour part. Yeah. That lime is sticking out more.
More like a lime zest. It's interesting. You really don't get that a lot.
The longer it's set out, it's starting to faint away a little bit more. So I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm drinking this. Cheers. I ain't wasting no more time.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh. That's a little puckery right there.
Ooh, that hit my soul right there.
Mm. Ooh. That's much more puckery than I was going to think it was going to be.
Ooh, you get that wheat in the finish right there? It's lingering in the back of your tongue? Ooh.
It makes the beer super smooth, almost silky. Like that mouth feels like
it's oily, but in a good way or whatever.
Almost.
Ooh. Oh my god. Ooh. That's really fucking delicious.
That's tart. That's really tart.
Right in the gum there, right here.
It's the middle of my tongue.
It's tart right there. Mm. But it lingers on the tip too, whatever and stuff.
Damn, okay. This is a high class sour right here, man.
Ooh.
Upright Brewing, all right. I'm impressed so far.
You never had them before?
Never had them.
Wow.
Yeah.
What made you? Oh, you probably just wanted to try something
different. I wanted to try something different,
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole point of being beer, whiskey, stuff. You got to try something different, whatever. Like, I was trying to tell my homegirl last night, whatever, because she wanted to get the same drinks again. I was like, no. I was like, you gotta get something different on this menu. We got to try it, you know, everything out of here, whatever. That's really fucking, oh my god.
Yeah, peach is not, like, in your face. I get more, like, the oaky vanilla. It's very faint vanilla, but I get, like, a lot of oaky tannin thing going on there.
That wheat is, like, right in the face.
Peach is kind of in the background, but it kind of, like, insinuates all the other stuff going on.
That wheat sticks out the most on the finish. Yeah. Right? You get the zest and tangy flavors.
Yeah, love that tart sting.
That's new though. I've never had a wheat finish like that, whatever. Yeah. Like, especially on a sour or whatever. I'm like trying to really.
This is really nice, man.
This is really fucking good though. Man, I don't know what to say. I had a ton of jalapeno, I guess tequila margaritas, whatever and shit. Which I usually like those drinks because I feel like the jalapeno, I like a little spice or whatever and shit. That shit gave me heartburn or something like that, whatever. And I was like feeling that shit in my chest. I was what the fuck? Like, I guess I can't be drinking all these five of these motherfuckers like I used to, whatever. So, shit.
This is already last drop.
This is last
this
drop.
Year? Yeah, it's last drop.
This is last drop right here. There ain't even no more thinking about this, whatever. Ain't no more talking.
No more. I got no more talking.
I got no more talking, whatever. I already watched that clip, the whole clip, whatever, because I guess I never really saw it. I was just like, no, I watched the whole show of that one. And I was like, damn, so that fool literally just came in to say
another motherfucker that can't read.
Yeah, or talk.
Or talk.
Or do any of the above, whatever, and shit. That Soulja Boy's homie.
It
explains a lot. It explains a hell of a lot. Okay. I was watching a lot of these Soulja Boy interviews just to figure out how stupid he really was, whatever and shit. Because I just find him to be a character in the honor, whatever. And boy, that boy is fucking.
It is funny watching Soulja Boy. I give him that. He's fun to watch.
He is. And then he names all these rappers he made, whatever. Like, because he started this rap. And I was like, I remember myself. I said, oh my god. He really did bring all these shitty rappers in. He really is the reason why hip hop did. Snoop Dogg was right. He killed hip hop. it's this motherfucker right here, whatever. Shit. He legitimately killed hip hop, whatever.
Hip hop Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy, whatever. That motherfucker looks like a fucking flying monkey out of the Wizard of Oz,
damn,
whatever. Shit.
Damn, don't do that.
Crossed with a gremlin, though, whatever. Shit. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. What the fuck happened to him, whatever. And then the fool's trying to claim Compton as his hood.
I remember that video he made? Did he get, like, jumped on the video?
Yeah.
That was fucking hilarious. Yes,
he tried to put his hand in. What is up with him and, like, people like Chris Brown? Because Chris Brown, I think I told you this before, when I was in high school and he was doing dancing and stuff like that, he used to come down here and work on dance moves and stuff like that. What's up with these fools, these rappers that are making all these monies and stuff, that are singers and stuff, when people always making all these millions, want to come to Compton and
they
claim
want
that
street cred. Because that also makes them cool.
Nigga, that's the stupidest shit I've ever heard. Okay? I haven't said the N-word in so long. And this shit, you know, nigga, that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever fucking heard. Okay? As someone who is from Compton Contagious right now, I can't give a
fuck. You ain't part of that shit.
Hell no. That's how your ass gets shot. Just how you get fucking shot. Yeah. Whatever. I don't know. First of all, Chris Brown's from some little ass hoedunk town in Virginia. Mm. Motherfucker, keep your ass over there. Why the fuck would you want to be claimed as Compton or whatever shit? What's wrong with you? You famous. You got money, whatever shit.
Just stupid.
You dumb. You idiots. Dumb. You fucking retarded or whatever this shit. If you want to claim L.A., I understand. Major metropolitan city.
That's what we miss. That's the key. Make money. We're not fucking stupid enough. We're too goddamn intelligent. That's our problem.
Ain't gonna be making no fucking videos hugging up on dudes from conference and shit like that. That's why they whooped his ass over. Yeah. Like, you stupid fuck. Dude, can I just sip on this? Like,
man, this time?
This is
we
fucking.
Got time?
Yeah, we got a lot of time. Yeah. I'm kind of impressed how we've been keeping this in that hour range.
Now, I know.
Which is like never happened.
I know. You always just go overboard and shit, but. No, yeah. it was just. This is a habit now, so we used to it.
Well, because one part, we had no choice.
Yeah.
So true. That was one part, whatever. But I would have to say, we've been really good on our time, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that just puts us as more of a legendary god.
That's right.
Instagram or whatever. Probably the best of the best.
We made that shit real quick, too.
Yeah, I didn't get to keep up with the draft yesterday, but did we get drafted on the Smowdown, by the way?
Not that I know of. I didn't get emails or DMs or anything like that.
Nobody DM'd me neither.
Yeah, right? I thought I had a little event comedy store.
I gotta tell you. Nice. I gotta tell you, all the bullshit people that I heard was in this fucking thing, I was just like, we must be guaranteed to get drafted in this thing, whatever, because I heard so many fucking hours.
Yeah, at least you would think we were guaranteed to get drafted.
I mean, you would think, right? Like,
but yet.
Cody, there was people that don't even live in L.A. that won't even be competing.
I know.
Here, that's just
getting, yeah, I know.
I was like,
what's probably lame as fuck, too.
What is up with that shit? Yeah. Like, do we gotta do a fucking reaction video to fucking get something? To get,
we gotta do reaction videos. And we gotta be like a showdown stand, if you will.
I hope this is like part of Christian's grand scheme of just making two of the biggest heels. Mm-hmm. Which it's not gonna work that way because we're not gonna be heels. We're gonna be baby faces of the people.
That's right.
Yeah, the people are gonna love us because they're gonna be like, we've been victimized.
Yes.
And now we're getting our justifications. Mm-hmm. But I didn't get drafted and I was kind of pissed about that. I was just like, wow. Because I can kick Ben Bateman's ass or whatever. I need to kick his ass personally because he took my character and ruined it. Somebody sent me a message saying, could you imagine if you were, like, all goody-goody on the shows?
Yeah, that's
and stuff.
Terrible.
I was like, what?
That's awful.
He was like, imagine if the P1 character would have been, like...
I'm just glad I have, knock on wood, they haven't pulled that shit with Andrew Guy yet.
Oh, thank God.
Could you imagine that shit?
Because he's, like, the only entertaining thing.
It is, yeah.
Is it, like, the only fucking heel, dude, by the way?
The only one that's worth anything, yeah.
Okay. Wow. I have a feeling they might change his ass now.
Oh,
God. After you said that now, like, it's really going to change his ass. Oh, my God. This is really fucking good, dude.
Yeah.
Definitely a conversational piece right here.
I know this hits all your notes, man. I know you're a sour guy.
I love my sours. But
this one is just...
But the wheat, too, is something new as well, whatever. Unique or whatever shit. This might be top five right here. We got a long ass way to go though. We got 11 more months to go. Like, 11 more.
A lot more beer.
22 more beers probably to try. I'm just 11 months.
It's
going to be 2 or 3 beers every week, whatever. So it's like 22 beers or more try, whatever. It would be damn near impossible for this to stay in the top five for the end of the year. But we'll see.
We'll see.
I mean, nothing has stayed really. I mean, this is early as fuck. But this is bona fide top five right here.
Way to start the year, man. Wow. This is a blind pick, too.
I got to put the whiteboard up in here so we can start keeping track of our...
Oh, yeah. Speaking of keeping track, I need to note down real quick.
Yeah. It'd be much... If I need to put the whiteboard behind you, so that way you can have to take your phone, just put the motherfucker right in and be like, all right, this is right here. So
that's the last draft for both of us. Yeah.
We need to figure out what we're going to do for a mix and match next week, too. For God or whatever shit.
Are you trying to do something like different or?
No, just a theme, if you will. Oh. Doesn't really have to be a theme, whatever shit. But is MLK week.
True.
I think it's next week, yeah. So we need to have I have a dream drink.
I have a dream drink.
Yeah.
What that is.
As I told my FedEx lady, I ain't that big a fan of MLK because that motherfucker stole my idea.
He did.
I had a dream.
For him.
The motherfucker was just born before me. Mm-hmm. But whatever. Nobody gives a fuck about my dream, whatever shit like that. Now everybody got a fucking dream, whatever. Yeah, right. Dream, whatever shit. Yeah, okay. What about me? Shit. I'm like granddad from the Boondocks when he had with, what's her name, Rosa Parks. Mm-hmm. He's like, I sat on that bus too. Fucking bitch. Like, true. I sat on that bus too, whatever. Damn it. I should get some credit too. Well, I'm the same way with him. Okay. I had a dream too. I had one last night. Shit. Had one, I take my black ass to sleep. It was a beautiful dream, whatever and stuff. I had a dream that you were drinking.
That's about right.
Where is my fucking holiday? Okay.
Yeah, where's JB dad?
Yeah. Then I get on, because my buddy.
Where's your street sat named after you?
Where the fuck is my sign where violence is happening? Yes. Non-stop and shit. Where is it at? Whatever. Because wherever you go in the country of the United States, there's a Martin Luther King.
Stay away.
Remember that story I told you when my brother went to, what was it, 7-Eleven, was it, or some shit like that, on Martin Luther King? That motherfucker got robbed.
Stay the fuck away.
It's the most dangerous fucking street in all areas, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm surprised, because they have an Obama street, too. I'm surprised.
Yeah, it changed it. It used to be a rodeo.
Rodeo, yeah. That cowboy hickey shit. What the fuck is it going to be rodeo in here, whatever? But yeah, whatever. So, but I noticed there ain't too much violence on that street yet. But it's like, oof.
If you wait.
Like, I know.
Every black hero.
Yeah. It got to. Where's the Malcolm X street where you just beat a motherfucker? It's like legal to beat a motherfucker. Yeah. Ass right there. Like,
yeah. Right at that window.
Be like, oh, come on. Like black people just wait for white people to cross the street to get in that Malcolm X street. Yeah. And so be like, oh, come on. Come on. I'm waiting for it. And they go like, oh, wait, honey. Damn, you're almost walking down that street. Let's make a U-turn real quick. Come on now. The Negroes are waiting over there. They almost got us. Shit, at least put us in the racial draft. Come on, shit. Put Cody in the Italian section or whatever. Put me with the Chinese people. Or the Puerto Ricans, I think. People thought I was fucking Puerto Rican last night. I was like, sure. Why is your Spanish so terrible? Grew up in Compton. Yeah.
Americanized, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I only know Spanglish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have a dream drinks. That's what we're going
to
call it.
All right. I don't know what that means, but I'm trying to make that happen.
It means, what's the drink you dreamed, the beer you dreamed about the most to have?
Oh.
And now you have it.
Okay. That's fair.
See that? See how I took that?
It's not going to be easier to find that beer, but I'll try to make something happen.
Hey.
Okay.
We'll have to rob Cork.
Probably.
That bomb.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they talked about that. Yeah, I got robbed his ass.
Yeah, yeah, they closed.
That's the only way.
He was in the hospital, dude, not too long ago.
Oh, shit, what happened?
Yeah, and then the motherfucker went at the store the same fucking day he got released.
Well, damn.
I was texting him and I was just like, dude, take your ass home, please. Yeah. Whatever. He's like, you know how it is, man. You got your own business. Got to grind. I was just like, yeah, I can't say shit then. Never mind. Let me shut the fuck up then. Go grind your ass out, whatever. And I said, you need anything, you let us know, whatever shit. He's like, dude, I said, I won't do this fucking podcast, whatever shit. He's like, I said, first, you need to get your health up first. Okay, I don't know what happened because I didn't ask, whatever shit. But I was like, whatever happened, make sure you're okay. He was in there for like 2-3 days.
Shit.
So I said, whatever happened, you need to get that shit situated, get better. We ain't in no rush. But I do want to drink, crack that beer open. So, mm-hmm.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever special whiskey you told me you had, whatever, let's do this thing. Let's crack open that second beer right now, Cody.
Yeah, get any water, sir?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. There we go. Thank you. Doing this.
Oh, yeah. So, I have a dream week.
All right.
I have Sounds a dream good. Mix and match, whatever. I guess it ain't really going to be our dream bottles or whatever shit, because it ain't like we can get that in a week.
Right. So, but it'll something be, close
it'll,
to it.
It'll be something on the list. Let's just put it that way. How about that?
All right. So, like I said earlier.
You know what? It could even be in the same distillery format. Like, so let's say, like,
my dream was to get a Yamazaki 12, whatever, but I bring you, like, Cheetah.
Okay.
Because it's still in Suntory. So something like that.
Okay, I'll figure something out.
I'll figure something out too, because I ain't got nothing either.
So, right now, folks, like I said earlier, we're cracking the Ives blend number 5.
I got highs.
The Ives.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking right now, winner right there.
Think so?
Oh, it's winner.
Think so?
For sure.
Well, I say it a lot because that one's already fucking killing
the game. Look at that color. Look at that color.
I see the color.
Look at that color right now.
I can't wait to smell it in the glass.
You're pouring on doing half and half for the glasses here. I got to tell you, it's pretty incredible.
My pouring game been tight for years, man.
Yeah, yeah,
I perfected this shit.
You're popping champagne bottles, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You killed multiple people and stuff like that. On Martin Luther King Boulevard, too. Right. Like that, whatever. Oh, man. Top that off.
There you go.
Ooh, there we go.
Bada bing, bada boom.
I got to get another one of these glasses, too, by the way.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine got crystal glasses at one of those estate sales.
Mm.
What did he say? $5 each?
Well, damn.
Nice ass glasses, too. Look like this, a little bit smaller, whatever shit. Crystallizer, tab it. That motherfucker cleans, right? It's like, oh my God. Damn. I said, next time you go to one of those, give me some of those, man. I told him, I said, man, do you have some of the nice glasses ever and shit like that? I got a shitload of glasses, but like at the same time, I'm still looking for that perfect fucking glass. That glass, because I'm going to tell you this right now, people, if you're out there drinking in the drinking world or whatever, the glasses are just as important.
They really are.
As the liquid.
They really are. Your glass game got to be tight.
It's got to be tight, son.
Got to be tight.
And Cody, you found a little parcel of that too when we did the Glencairn glasses with the other glass, and he's like, whoa, this is a complete difference. Mm-hmm. These glasses.
They matter.
You get some nose characteristics totally different from glasses or whatever. You might get a little stronger in one glass or the other one or whatever. So get your glass tank tight.
That's true.
You know what people always say they find good glasses, too? It's fucking Goodwill. People in the whiskey mill always tell me to go to Goodwill. I was like, look, I went to one time, whatever. And I was like, I tried to look for some glasses. I was like, I didn't find shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck y'all going to Goodwill to find these goddamn glasses at.
You get more of an earthy funkiness in this one. It's real earthy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, it's grounded.
Yeah, you know what you get? You get the cows and the trees and that.
That's why he's like dug up some dirt.
You see some earthworms.
No, it's not bad, but it's actually good.
You see the earthworms and you see that one kid eating them and shit like that or whatever, and you're just like, sick fuck right there. You know, like, what the fuck going on right now?
Jimmy.
Jeez, I'll just keep eating these sour worms or whatever and shit, you know? The nose, this one's better.
I think so.
Yeah. This nose is.
Get a little overlay of the cherry. It's not too
in your face. No, it's not in your face. It's a spring. It's a spring cleaning.
See, the thing about this one too, it's a blend.
Ew.
It combines different beers. They're all wheat beers.
I'm
all
sticking with my statement, then.
Yeah.
Now that I know this one's blended too.
Yeah. This one just
barrel aged, right?
Yeah. Okay. They're both barrel aged. This one's a blend of barrel aged beers. This one's just one beer.
I'm even going harder now with my statement on this one now as far as Jason Wise.
Okay.
Those blends can be a mix and match.
So the Roma goes to Fantasia in your opinion?
Yeah, and Roma goes
to Fantasia. I'll probably say that too.
Roma,
I know this is bad or anything, but yeah, Fantasia.
You got to really get in deep to get that sour.
Yeah.
It's a spring cleaning smell. It's not too potent.
It's not there. It's not crazy.
I was expecting like a grapefruit smell.
It looks like grapefruit juice.
It does. I would drink this and be like, hey, I'm just drinking my grapefruit juice.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, at the office and stuff. Just drinking.
Okay, now I'm getting a lot of cherry. Okay.
Yeah, there's some kind of berries in there.
Definitely. Oh, it's definitely cherry. Yeah, a lot of now.
Yeah.
I want to tilt the glass a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, that's a cherry, definitely, whatever. Oh, yeah, some cherries sound good right now, too. I had some cherries from Costco the other day. These motherfuckers was huge. Mm. Whatever. They're fucking delicious, too. Oh. Love me some good cherries.
Well, I guess that's all you're going to get in the taste. Yeah. I'm sorry about that aroma.
Cheers. Let's taste this bad boy.
Ooh.
Ooh, that is pleasantly.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that fin. Oh, hold on.
Oh, ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, damn.
What is that? What is that finish? What? Cody, help me out here. What is that finish? What is that? Hold on. Let me get another sip right here. There's something there. It's like a pomegranate or something like that.
Oh, yeah, pomegranate. There you go. Yeah.
There's something there. It's like a boysenberry pomegranate. It's something going on right there.
Okay. I can see that. Definitely get a ton of cherry.
You get that cherry, dude. All up on the tongue. Dude.
But yeah, the pomegranate. Yeah, I can see that in the back end a little bit. Oh, or, yeah.
I love this.
Ooh, yeah.
This is.
Damn.
This
is right,
man. This is the last drop right here.
I am fucking impressed.
Do they only do sour beers?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know, but damn, the sour beers they do, dude.
Might have to look that up now.
Wow. Because
the sour beers are fucking fantastic. This is.
Wow.
This is competing with Beechwood Blendery.
Mm hmm.
Mm. Oof.
Wow.
This is real. Oof. The last drop right here. This is a XFL plans new football rules. Okay.
Why the fuck are they bringing that shit back?
They still going forward with that?
They really still doing that. Like, why?
That shit's going to fail hard.
Nobody wants to see that shit.
Dude. No.
Nobody. They don't. They didn't want to see it the first fucking time.
That's why. Thank you. Did you watch the first few
games? No.
The first time I watched the first one, a fucking blimp came down, dude. Like, come on, dude. Like, all these mistakes that happened.
Damn, this is good. Yeah.
This is really fucking good.
Oh, my God. That's juice, bro.
XFL. Dude, get out of here with that shit. Don't nobody want to watch arena football, so why the fuck would anybody want to watch a new... You know how hard it is to create a football league nowadays?
Yeah. Whatever, that's stuff? Not the NFL. It's already been established for how many years now?
Fucking decades. Yeah. Right, before we was born.
That's a built-in fan base.
Come on. Even baseball has minor leagues.
Fuck about... Yeah, we're the hardcore version of football. Shut the fuck up.
You ain't gonna be so hardcore when the fucking CTE scans like come
edgy.
In.
That's some shit from the 90s. Yeah, we're edgy, bro.
Vince McMahon needs to let that shit go.
He really does.
Yeah, he needs to. I think it's at the ego.
Is WWE not doing good or something? Is that what's going on?
They're making billions, dude.
I know, motherfucker. He already stacks. Why didn't y'all do this?
Which is crazy because their ratings are dropping like a motherfucker, but like the money they make in that Saudi Arabia deal they got, whatever shit, and then the Fox deal, they got 4 million. It's like, holy shit. Cause you know, we called it on the movie show, whatever. Where I was like, Fox wants to focus more on like UFC and all these other sports, whatever. So they don't want to focus on movies and shit like that. This is really fucking good.
Yeah, again, it's not sour. It's just like the right amount of tartness.
It's that tart that's just like it's perfectly balanced. Whatever.
It really is perfectly balanced.
I mean, it's
so smooth. It's like a we made this notion before, like sipping on clouds, some shit like that.
Man,
it's just smooth, silky.
It's fucking perfection, man, to be honest. It's
fucking heavenly. Really is. Upright Brewing, man, you guys, wow. This is about our first two beers we tried from you guys. Man, if this is the standard, then holy shit.
This is fucking fantastic.
You guys are fucking awesome.
Yeah, this is real. Wow. So, now the question is, whatever, is it better than...
That's tough.
That is a tough one.
It depends if you like peaches or cherry.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I love cherries more than peaches. So this
I'm kind of even... But I think I'd like this one better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a smidgen better.
Yeah, the gap.
They're both last drops.
The gap isn't far.
But I think I like the Ives better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the highs is definitely. I don't know what it is. I think it's just that balance.
Yeah,
man, it's just
wow. I think it just has more fruits. That's probably what it is.
Oh, especially on that finish, character. Dude. Like you just get like once you already swallow it, get that extra swallow again, whatever stuff. And there's just something else that's just there. It's just. It's hitting all the right elements right there. I'm loving this right here.
Try a sip. Just let that shit just wall around your tongue, your mouth a little bit, for like 5 seconds. And experience that shit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It gets fizzier too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the zest comes out more too.
Oh, yeah.
This is a unique way right here.
Man, this shit. Wow. I'm in heaven right now.
This is a winner.
I'm feeling great.
Cody's about to go back to high low.
Any more of that shit?
Hey, what you mean you sold out? Fuck you, man. I was just here, bitch. Shit, you holding
on. I just brought this shit off a whim, too. I was like, I gotta buy something. Maybe try something we never tried. Okay, Upright. This looks decent. Okay, this looks decent.
We're like the entertainment business. We just want to get January over with.
Yeah.
Get January out
the way. It was shitty, if it's not cool, great. But
whatever.
It's some fuck shit. This shit is.
Well, one of the points of the starting the last drop was to dive into shit we've never had before again, too, so.
That's the way I plan on keeping it, yep.
Yeah, especially this year, per se, as well. Ooh. Man, it's deep.
Man, you know, this
is complexity to this.
This would go really well with the... a nice like salad with goat cheese.
I would even say
not a vinaigrette. There's already enough acidity in this. So
I'm not a big red meat eater. Probably don't eat much, but this would go great with a prime rib.
Okay. The savoriness of the prime rib would kind of contrast with the. Okay. I can see that.
I don't really even eat prime rib that much, whatever. But like, if I went to a fancy restaurant and I had it, I'd be like, let me get that then. That's your specialty, whatever. And I would draw on one of these. Problem with these fucking places though is they don't have the beer and whiskey.
They never do.
So it's like
whiskey games. Most of the time, it's okay.
Yeah,
beer.
The whiskey game in most of these places are
beer
stepping up a little bit.
Beer just like nah.
Yeah, the beer instance, whatever. It's like whatever's on fucking tap. Yeah, you should have seen the beer at the Staples Center.
All right, no, yeah,
it's shit. Just like I was like, what's on the tap?
I will get credit. However, the last time I went to a Staples Center game, it was just LeBron's first game in LA as Laker last year.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Goose Island IPA.
They have Goose, yeah.
And that was the best version of that I've ever had because it was fresh. I never find that shit fresh. Ever.
I will give them credit because I've been at the Staples Center.
That shit was delicious.
Nice. They had Redbreast.
That's true.
It's like the only good whiskey, really. I'm just kind of shocked by it. I'm just like, why is that?
Yeah, something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, at least they got something there or whatever. So, I mean, you got to pay like $20
yeah,
for it or whatever.
Of course,
but,
you know, staple prices.
But like these restaurants, they don't. I mean, their whiskey is getting a little up there, but then they get bougie and they fucking price on it. And it's like
they splurge on their wine.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And if you got a good port wine, hey, I'll drink that too, whatever.
Or red wine. I love me some red wine.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that one restaurant by the Staples Center, that fish place.
Oh, they live? Yeah.
They have the Novel Black, I guess.
That's right. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, that
I want to experience that shit. That
they don't sell that no more.
I know.
Ever. I was pissed. I was like, holy man, shit, I should have stacked
that
one.
I never tried like that ever.
It is one of the best port wines
you've
ever
had. One of the best drinks
I've
ever had.
Yeah, it's like the Roku Gin.
Yeah.
It was like a shocker. I know the reason why I bought it was because I saw a commercial of it when I was overseas or whatever, and I was just like, what is this? I have to try this or whatever. And it was like just a bird flying, and then it went into the box in the bottle. I was just like,
I will never forget tasting that shit, or how it tastes, rather.
So yeah, when they stopped selling it, and I went to this restaurant by the LA Live, where this fish plate, and they had it on the menu, I was like, you gotta give me two glasses of this right here, right now, whatever. Motherfucker comes back, we don't have any more. I was like, is this motherfucker selling out now? I was like, oh my god. People catching on to this motherfucker. Because they were selling that Bevmo for a while, because you couldn't find it in the States. Even Total Wine didn't have the damn thing, whatever. It's like, how you gonna be called Total Wine when you got a fucking bottle?
Yeah, Total Wine, even better than Bevmo.
It way better than fucking Bevmo. That was the only reason why I was going to Bevmo still. Yeah. It was fucking the Novel Black, whatever. Yeah, Total Wine is way fucking better.
Oh, yeah, God, yeah, miles better.
Miles fucking better, yeah. And don't get me wrong, I got my George T. Stagg from Bevmo or whatever and shit, but that's just because they had that for people with lots of points thing, whatever, where they send you that email saying, if you got a lot of points, you can get this right away for, like, dirt cheap. Total Wine, that's the winner. You can find some gems in that motherfucker.
Maybe the mixed four packs, they got everything, too.
They got some good gems on there. You just got to randomly go there.
Mm-hmm.
Just go. I want to go at least.
There's none around me.
I got the one in Long Beach. The one in Hawthorne sucks ass. It's so small.
Oh, it sucks?
Yeah, but there's none near you. That's the thing about L.A. Nothing in L.A. The closest to you is a Hawthorne. That one's like the tiny one. There's nothing ever in there. It's just the generic stuff that they usually have. The Long Beach one is a good one. They just opened up one in Newport. They were giving away Yamazaki 12s for $70 when they opened up.
Shit.
I was like, fuck, I should have got my ass over there or whatever. That's fucking dirt cheap. I went to that one. Last month?
Okay.
It's fucking nice in there. It is super fucking nice.
Boston Newport, of course.
Yeah, there's that too.
Yes.
There's one in, is it Northridge?
Mm. I used to go to that one when I was in college. CSUN. Let's go to that one. Yeah.
I hear that one gets some good shit. I'm not driving to fucking Northridge.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
No.
I ain't going to Northridge,
Hell no, that 405.
Fuck that. Okay.
Suck my dick on that one.
That 405 sucks ass.
Shit. No, hell no.
Shit, the 110 was fucking terrible to get to downtown yesterday. I was like, what the fuck? It's 6 o'clock at night. What's going on here?
Don't matter, man.
Yeah, and you get to downtown LA.
It don't matter. Any time of the week, it needs to be randomly backed up. It really don't fucking matter. 405, God 110, damn. 91. Take your pick.
They all just suck ass.
Yeah.
Dude, where was this shit at when the holidays was in? Where the fuck these people go? They didn't go back. Yeah. Shit. Oh. I almost forgot I was drinking, to be honest. So, this is the last drop right here.
Yeah.
We're pretty much wrapping things up here.
Ain't no 3.5. This is straight up last drop. Mm-hmm. There's no faults in this. I don't think there's really any faults in both these beers.
I just want to say before we close out, Lakers rest AD. Rest
him.
Rest him, please.
He'll probably be back by the time
they
play the Rockets on Saturday.
Yeah, I think he'll be back.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a week of rest.
Oh, when I saw that fall, because I was at that game.
Yeah, you're there.
And I was like, against the fucking Knicks we got to suffer in? Because, dude, Lakers was taking some hits.
Mm-hmm. On remember that dude that got ejected?
Yeah, slapped him in the fucking head and shit like that. And dude, that watching that shit, Staples Center erupted. I heard some dude, get his ass out of here. Get him the fuck out of here. Whatever. And I was just like, we are taking too many hits against the fucking Knicks.
Yeah.
Okay? I was like, this is not an important team. They are 10-27.
Trash.
They're fucking trash ass, whatever shit.
Yeah, so like, they're the Knicks, so that's...
We're hitting fucking... We was hitting that pavement hard. And I'm just like, I'm getting slapped in the face. I'm just like, dude, okay. So I was like, we need to hurry and wrap this game up. But just star players on the bench now, whatever. Just put away, because we're already up by 19 points. So I was just like...
We get where we're like 4 or 5 fucking games ahead of every team in the West anyway.
Exactly. So...
It's just wrestling. You saw last night, we're fine. We played, the Thunder.
Okay, see, yeah.
LeBron was out. Anthony Davis is out.
Whoop their ass.
Beat their ass.
Yeah, so, I mean...
So we're good.
Man, Rondo, man.
Came up. Rondo's been super fucking inconsistent this season. I get him down. He came up last night.
Yeah, but, you know, when he comes to play...
Yeah.
He's like Natalie Portman. Man, you give him a team or whatever. You don't know what that team may be or to play against, whatever. That motherfucker shows up. Like he was damn near in that Knicks game. He was damn near MVP of that game. Where he was coming up in that game, and even like you said, he came up last night too. And I was thankful for that because I was like, "Come on, Rondo, play your ass off." Because you like our third hot player now.
KCP, he's been on point. He got shit for the first 5 games of the season because he was sucking ass. But ever since then, man, he's the 11th leading 3-point shooting percentage.
That's right,
in the NBA.
So just rest your players. Don't put.
We're good.
Yeah. We're already we're gonna like guarantee bona fide at this point, whatever. So it's just like
just coast. Yeah, we good.
The only thing that's hurting us right now is future injury. So let's
just chill out.
Chill out.
Chill out for January. You know, he's a little bit. He played big LA Rockets. Yeah, he play that. Yeah.
Yeah. Rockets. Yeah. Whatever. Because they choke all the time too. Anyway, they choke. So,
And Harden. Everyone give him the regular season MVP award. Oh, Harden's the truth. Yeah.
No.
Come playoffs. Yeah.
Come playoffs. He ain't fucking true for us. That motherfucker coasting like a bitch or whatever and shit. He just sitting there just lazy or whatever. Shit. So get out of here. Both our football teams played yesterday too.
Right. Your Niners, they did their fucking job. So
I was expecting your Ravens to do the job, whatever.
We're talking about you shit the fucking bed completely. Oh my god, what the fuck that?
You know how excited I was to have Niners play the Ravens.
I was ready for it
because you know how rare
the 2013 Super Bowl.
Well, how rare that would have been just for both our teams to make it or whatever this year, whatever. You know how rare that would have fucking been only for me to be bragging about. Oh man, Ravens got this shit. Then to get to this hotel to look at the score, and I was just like, oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I know some people were like, how are you rooting for the other team, whatever. It's like, because both our teams about to play. It's like, this is going to be hot right here. One of us is going to be a winner here. So it's going to be a hot game right now. And you know it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
It's right with the Niners or whatever. So
they have to just fuck up.
The last game they played was fucking good. So it's going to be good. Whatever. And then I don't know what fucking happened in that. I was like, and then my boy was telling me when I got there, because I didn't watch the game. Yeah. And he was just like, they threw 3 interceptions. I was like. Yeah.
Let me let Derrick Henry just run.
Because the fucking Titan. I was like,
apparently Titans are the real deal. Apparently,
y'all had such a great fucking season though. Like
that's the most disappointing part.
Yeah, that's the bitch part. Whatever.
14-2 season to have it end like that. Wow.
Especially when the
I would have rather lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Because the Super Bowl is, dude, it's literally 2 weeks away from now. It's February 2nd.
It would have hurt, but I would have rather lost there.
Yeah.
Because that 14-2 season would have mattered more.
Because at least you would have made it.
Yeah.
You would have made it or whatever stuff. So you got cut out before that, whatever shit. Like, what the fuck, dude? I was looking forward to that game, too, Niners versus Ravens. I was like, man, Niners stepped their defense up now, too. I was like, oh, man, maybe we got a shot against the Ravens.
Next year it is. Whatever.
Jesus Christ.
Took the wind out of myself, man. Just, damn. Yeah, I'm still... Damn, right? You just bring that shit up right now. I'm just like, fuck.
Well, our Lakers suffered some
injury. Thank God. Yeah, Lakers. We,
they're winning.
Yeah.
Suffered almost a minor injury there. Your Ravens losing.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a hard week in our sports team.
Yeah,
I can say that right now.
Interesting week.
Yeah.
Well, Lakers, we're still winning.
So. Yeah, Lakers, that's bona fide. Yeah. We're going to the finals, bitch.
Yeah, hopefully. At least one of my teams get a chip this year.
Hopefully them tickets ain't $4,000.
No, they're going to be $4,000.
They will. I know somebody that claims she can hook us up with tickets.
Yeah, how much?
She says...
free?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll tell you about it off air or whatever, because I don't know if she wants me putting her business out there, but she said she could probably get us. So
I believe when I see it.
I said the same shit. I was just like, because I wrote back when she wrote that to me. I said, really? And she said, she started laughing, saying, what do you mean really? Whatever. I was like, finals, playoffs, whatever it may be, you going to give me? And I was like, okay.
If you get a playoff game, I'll be head over heels. Give me one playoff game.
Let's do it. Yeah, exactly. Let's do it then. Remember. So I told her, I'm going to hold you to this because I don't want to fucking go because we already guaranteed to go. So, I know sure. The Clipper fans listening to this hating right now, but yeah, fuck all, yeah. With that said, though, people, that is the end of the show. That's here. Wrapping things up.
Great show.
Yeah, this is.
Upright Brewing, you guys are killing it right now.
This was delicious right here. Thank you, Cody, for bringing these, man. I'm glad. That was a pick-me-upper, right?
It really was, right?
I'm woken.
Yeah.
I'm woke.
Woke.
Yeah, I feel
best way possible.
I feel like getting on Twitter and being SJW.
Got it right.
Yeah, I feel like telling all the...
argue about some Cassidy.
Let me bitch about Ricky Gervais or something like that. Whatever. Yeah, let me do something. Let me talk about Collider and stuff like that and how I felt that they fired him wrong or something like that. What else is a bitch in the world?
Yeah, I don't know.
Trump, I guess, whatever.
Let's see. What all-female movies coming
out?
Yeah.
Let me talk about Last Jedi.
Exactly. So, yeah. Oh, no. Rise Skywalker. There you go.
I was going to say Last Jedi just to
start that. Let's talk about that, aren't
they? I don't know.
Probably are.
It didn't.
Yes.
It had me crying. I was crying in the trailer, but the fucking movie wasn't good.
You fucking right, Jackson. You bitch.
Got a hand up like, man. And Star Wars fans come mentally challenged.
Yes.
Talking about the
film. That's what they sound like when they start talking to bitches all the time.
You don't like the movies, just don't fucking watch them.
Okay. Shut the fuck up, man.
Jesus fucking Christ. But either way, though, hey, so people, wrapping things up here, Upright Brewing right here.
The winners.
They're the winners right here. Two last drops from both of us right here. This is Craft Beer Week. We'll be back next week for Mix and Match, whatever. And like we always say, I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
And livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.